Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 19th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 4.25 cents at 4.72¾. March wheat up 5¾ cents at 6.22¾. And March beans down 17.5 cents at 13.22½, with the meal down $9 a ton. Oil was up 10 ticks. Crude oil moved higher. It was up $1.12, 73.94. That's about a $6 rally here, mainly based on the activity in the Red Sea. Apparently there was one tanker or one ship, a freighter that was boarded by Somalis. First time in about 6 or 7 years the Somali pirates have been active again. The Hutus are throwing missiles at U.S. shipping. So all that's caused the crude oil to rally here over the last 10 days or so. Hasn't really done a whole lot of good for the bean oil. The beans were under pressure here today, mainly because of the meal. It looks like Brazil's going to get an inch of rain in the north. Again, I don't think it's enough rain to make a huge difference out here. With temperatures pushing 110 degrees in a lot of areas. And, you know, are the rains really going to show up, and how much and how widespread? It's still up for debate. But the market seemed to take it as being a little bit bearish here. The funds, the best I can tell, I've got them long only 13,000 contracts of beans now. So they're getting pretty close to being even. The meal, they're still long 92,000, but they're short 25,000 oil. Now, my guess is, it certainly looks like the funds want to be out by the end of the year. But where does that leave corn and wheat? Well, the corn market, you know, we still have the head and shoulders in there by just only a penny. Today's low was 71.5. The head on the shoulders formation comes in at 470.5. If we take that out, you know, I think we're going to see some lower prices. And I think that, you know, is possible between now and the end of the year. I keep saying it, the farmers are long. The commercials are short about 1/5 of what they normally are or what they have been the last 2 years, which tells me that there's an awful lot of grain in the farmer hands. You know, to sit by and do nothing here, I think is a big mistake. But farmers haven't seemed ready to, you know, unload yet. Maybe they'll unload after the first of the year. Maybe the funds will come in and start rebalancing after the first of the year and give them a chance to get out. But if they don't, and we see more selling by the funds after the first of the year, the farmers could be in very serious trouble out here. I think that's something for you to consider. If you need help with some marketing advice on the old crop corn you've got in the bin or out in the elevator, you know, don't hesitate, give us a call. Settlements, I gave you those. So, you know, I think it's the wheat was able to rally today on the dollar. Dollar is down 37 ticks, down to 101.81. 101.39 is the recent low. If we start closing under that, we'll certainly take a look at 100 even on the dollar. That should be a little bit helpful for the grains. But since people were talking that they were encouraged by the amount of tenders around the world for wheat, and I agree that there's good demand out here worldwide, but the U.S. isn't getting the business. Russia still has cheap wheat to sell. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.